This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's hour one of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We got the Masters on television as we open up a What You Drinking, What You Thinking Friday with so much local sports to discuss with you. Let's dig in. General at your service. If you see me, bear me. N.A. I will be cracking a couple of those Stella Artois N.A.'s coming up at 5:20. Eric Nadel's going to join us. He's live in Seattle, and he'll tell us about Rangers Mariners tonight. Pre-game at 8 o'clock. There's Broadus, the former Cowboy Scout, Super Bowl champion. Lucius Alexander is in the Pimp Cup at Master Control here, 75 and Fitzhugh. Keeping the Gators down best he can. Fixing to go 5 flawless. Chiafalo is here. Woolchuck is on assignment. So send that man some love on social. Let him know he's missed. Carter Freeman's coordinating your video, and you can watch us on Twitch and YouTube. Thanks to Brian, he made the Plucker's wings run this afternoon. Been
for
feasting
he
on wings.
Is a jolly good fellow
of the highest order.
Yes,
thank
he
you,
is
sir.
We kind of determined that the honey barbecue with the blue cheese, I know on my level, wasn't terrible.
Actually, yeah. Pretty good.
Fantastic combination. I like it.
Yeah,
I do like the blue cheese with the honey barbecue.
Kind of an interesting
nice little zing right
little
there.
Zing, yeah. But thanks to Pluckers and them.
Your mouth was expecting the zig and it got the zag.
How about that?
Yeah, pretty incredible.
Hey, zigzag, yellow bags, and green leaf optimos.
Let's go. I tore up the naked Cajun dry rubbed.
The Cajuns ones, yeah. I figured you'd like
those.
Yeah.
Look forward to being at Pluckers here in 13 days' time. Our path to the draft coverage continues. It's brought to you by Pluckers. And we'll be at all the Pluckers locations on draft night, having a draft night party, letting you win specials and, you know, following along with the Cowboys are doing. Okay, first place Texas Rangers are back in action this evening. They are visiting the Mariners, and the most important thing going on here is that Jacob DeGrom is back on the mound and, you know, hoping after two starts that maybe third time's the charm. Maybe we get last time out 82 pitches, but he gave up 4 runs and 8 hits and 5 2/3, only struck out 3 guys. So looking for more confidence tonight that DeGrom is still the guy. That's where I'm at. I don't want 3.5 ERA DeGrom. I want 2.5 ERA DeGrom. And I don't want 1.13 walks and hits per innings pitch Jacob DeGrom. I want 0.9. My expectations too high for this guy coming off 2 Tommy Johns and at this age.
Man, I think that I don't. But I just think with this guy the bar is so high.
I mean, you know,
it's one of those things because you've seen him pitch at such a high level. And you know, when he is on, he is unhittable. That's all we want. You know, we're not thinking about the
I mean,
Tommy
you're still
Johns.
Paying him to be unhittable.
Oh no, you are. You're absolutely paying him to be unhittable. But I think it's one of those things where I'm kind of like, okay, maybe I just want him to keep taking the ball.
Yeah,
you know
there
what
you
I'm
go.
Saying?
Yeah.
He'll
get it figured out if he can stay healthy. Yeah,
if you know, I'll live with some of the things that might be happening in the first month and a half of the season. Now, I'll be real critical of the hitting, though. I won't let these hitters get away with it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, they don't deserve the benefit of the doubt.
But these pitchers, I will give them a little bit of the benefit of the doubt. But please let him every time his turn comes up that he gets to pitch. That's all I want right now.
Yeah, that's huge. And I think it's fair to expect some level of road bumps, particularly early on when you consider just the strategic changes to the way he's going about trying to get hitters out. He's not just pumping the same type of gas that he was doing from a fastball standpoint. And then, I mean, the slider's been pretty fantastic, which you expect. But then he's expanded because you got the changeup and the curveball now that he is using a little bit more. So I could expect a little bit more of a, you know, up and down to some extent, but it's fair to always expect the dominance when he's on the bump.
Yeah, I think so. You know, a great like that that can still throw hard, that can still spin it, 23 months removed from the injury now, I do expect we're going to see vintage DeGrom as this season progresses. 817 says, Gavin and Brian, running him out there against Seattle ought to help his ERA. LOL. And you were right about that. Mariners, yeah. Not a good lineup. 469 says, no, Dawson, DeGrom is done like you think Marcus Semien is. And, you know, I don't think Marcus Semien is done like he's washed up, got to retire. I just think he's unfortunately likely done being an all-star. Yes. He's in his mid-30s. You know, what do you want from me? I hopefully he can still have a couple of great months and help carry the offense and the lineup, build a good record, you know, be a starter, play good defense, be an amazing leader, and then, you know, hit a couple of clutch bombs in the postseason. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. By the way, congrats to Skip Shoemaker. He joined this front office this last winter, 2023 Manager of the Year. Then he quits that gig and comes over to work with CY. He's now going to be the bench coach on Team USA for the 2026 World Baseball Classic.
There you go.
I think he is the most likely successor if Bochy does decide
manager
to.
Manager in waiting?
Yeah.
Is that what we do?
I think so. Yeah. I think that's fair. You know,
works out when they always talk about it, but it's a nice little thing. Oh, he's manager in waiting or coach in waiting, and it never works out.
He can get complicated.
The guy gets fired.
Yeah. I don't think Bochy wants to leave. You know, I think he just loves managing so much. There's some jobs that no matter what you pursue in retirement, it's going to be a significant letdown. You know, and I think Bochy has one of them. I think his love for the game is so profound that he doesn't desire being away from the game. You know, he probably, you know, will go until he knows he's not good at it. That's the that's the thing that's going to pull him away from the game. When do I no longer have the energy to give you guys an edge?
Yeah, he's a baseball man. He's a baseball lifer. So I'm in agreement there. You take like the small little retirements and you get away from the game for like a year or two and you're like itching to get back in. And yeah. Even when he does hang him up for the final time, I'm sure that he will always be watching baseball and thinking about it like, gosh dang it, I would still love to do this.
Family's probably encouraging him to stay after it, you know, keep managing. They're used to these. Sometimes these families are so used to their dads being gone. They're like, what are you doing home?
Well, he's an empty nester now. It's just about wifey.
Well, yeah,
but I'm sure the same applies.
Like that every Tuesday, that check shows up, you know, in the account. And she's probably like, just keep managing. You're doing a good job.
You're doing great, honey.
You're doing great. Just keep it up, you know.
And you're home quite a bit still.
I mean, the off-season's pretty long, sugar.
Yeah, you get a long off-season. We get home stands.
I tell you, some of these wives and kids, they're happy when dad's gone.
Well, it is a good life balance. I mean, you get to be married and have that secure. But you also get more independence.
Yeah.
You know, you're on your own sked. You get the kids out of the house. Next thing you know.
That COVID thing, a lot of those parents, are those wives and kids, they were all like, Dad, isn't it time for you to go back to coaching?
That might be the best life in sports. The wife of the coach. You know, you get a lot of glory, a lot of money, a lot of free time.
A lot of free time.
And you don't have to work. Mm-mm. Man.
Your husband's.
It is a sweet spot.
Until you get fired.
If you like the independence and the.
Yeah, if you don't mind the hubby not always being there.
Yeah.
And the brooding husband who is home during a tough season.
You're second or third, though, by the way, in the ranking. You are second or third in his life at that moment.
But they're okay with that, I think.
He's a stranger, really, throughout the season.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think they grow into being okay with it. Early on, they're probably like, really, again, another road trip?
And especially if there's little kids in the house.
Yeah. But once wifey's 30, 40 years into this marriage, empty nest, she probably loves a quiet, simple.
Yeah. Sit there and read books and go to the club.
I packed your bag for you again
Exactly.
You got everything you need. You don't want to miss your flight now.
She goes and works out. You know, you got a really cool schedule. The funny one is I have friends that are their dads are coaches, but there's like brothers and sisters, there's four of them. They were all born in different cities. So wherever mom and dad were, like with the coaching job,
yeah.
like one guy was born in Raleigh, a sister was born in Baton Rouge, another brother was born in Stillwater, Oklahoma.
Like Anthony Edwards' kids.
Yeah. I mean,
it's just, one each in every NBA
one
town.
One each every town. But no, these families, like seriously, they're like, yeah, dad. And that, like I said, COVID was one of those things where like dads were around all the time. And the
divorce rate skyrocketed.
Yeah, it's like, what are you doing here? Aren't you supposed to be doing something, not being here? Yeah.
Okay, how about this guy? He says, my father-in-law used to work 9 months out of the year out of town, and when he came home, he's thinking he's the man of the house, and my mother-in-law would let him know that it's her house.
It's her
and
house.
She's in charge.
It's absolutely, yeah.
Okay, we do have a little bit of a burgeoning crisis here with our hockey team, guys. We need some dang good sports news here in DFW, and the Stars didn't give it to us last night.
Nope.
They were out hit 44-27, had 26 turnovers compared to 9, and that's a good way to get shut out. First time they'd been shut out all year. Guess the only good news is right now the Avs can't do jack squat either. So the Stars do have home ice in the first round.
That's clutch.
They're looking for signs of life from their captain, Jamie Benn, 14 games in a row without a goal.
Yeah.
So you might need a new captain somewhat soon. They'll host Utah tomorrow. What do you think? Why not? They were just hot, right? This is a pre-playoff letdown and an opportunity to galvanize the squad. You know, I don't know what the hell's going on here. They didn't miss Miro this much for a long time.
Right.
I don't think the Rantanen deal rocked their chemistry.
No, you know? No.
Is somebody mad that they gave their bag to Rantanen? Like, what's going on?
Feels like, I mean, we always used to talk about our coaches used to always hit us with the attitude and effort, the focus, all that kind of stuff. Like, when you're getting out hit at that rate, when you have the amount of giveaways that you're getting there, your captain, Jamie Benn, been struggling as well. That's always tough when you're looking at the El Capitan, and he's struggling a little bit. So I don't know. I mean, I'd like to think that it'll be something that they can, like you said, make it a galvanizer. But I thought the other night, the epic collapse would have been the thing to get the job done, especially with like the biggest regular season game of the season on the sked at home. This is a perfect way to go ahead and put those disasters behind you and start kicking it into real playoff mode. So I'm definitely concerned the way you're just limping in here at the finish.
Yes, it's not good. I imagine we need to get the Hockey Hawk Gavin Spittle on here to break it all down for us. But we'd love your thoughts on the Franklin Frankel injury attorney text line. Scale of 1 to 10, where is your Stars panic meter right now? We'll circle back around for these texts here in just a second. Tell us what we need to know. I'll leave your name and city you're texting from if you'd like. And we can make you famous here in the nation.
Wow, I just got the 8-finger hold up from Spitzy as he's walking to get a coffee refill. I think he's sitting at an 8 out of 10 right now.
He's in an 8?
8-finger.
Oh my goodness.
Concern out of 10.
Higher or lower than the Hockey Hawk, our program director Gavin Spittle text in, let us know. He's at an 8. I would say our Ranger panic meter late September 2023 was a 9.9. They pulled it out of the fire.
Absolutely. That's one of the things that like allows you to just kind of maintain some level of perspective because 2023 for the Rangers, I'll never forget that August. And then it bled into September as well, where, I mean, you're losing right up until the end of the regular season.
Yeah.
And then they still go on the epic run. So it's not to say that the Stars are just down and out, but they're going to need something, somebody to go ahead and put a stop to this.
Okay, a couple of college notes for you, Brian. Then we're going to look at this Masters leaderboard. Rory, 6-under through 17 after choking in round one. He has come back with a vengeance. But somebody check on Will Chambers. A Caden Lewis, number 7 point guard recruit, decommitting from Kentucky. Mm. They've been very active in the portal under Coach Mark Pope. I don't know if they got somebody that he thinks is going to block his path to playing or something, but he's gone. Tennessee Volunteers quarterback Nico Iamaleava nailed it.
Yeah.
Did not attend spring practice Friday, and apparently he's looking for a raise as Carson Beck and other quarterbacks got. He's at 2.6, wants $4 million.
Mm-hmm.
Does the portal open next week? Is the portal reopening? Can these guys move again?
That's the thing. There's two of them. You get the winter portal, which goes down during like the playoffs, and then you get the spring portal as well. That's why the spring game stuff
is going away with it, because they can see a guy in a spring game light it up and then get him in the portal and he spends the summer with a new program.
Well, that's something. I mean, these quarterbacks moving, I think it provides an incredible amount of excitement if you don't have a quarterback. Like, holy cow. You know, yeah. I think as a college football fan, maybe recruiting National Signing Day is no longer that interesting. But if I'm getting multiple of these a year where we can just go get a quarterback if our alums are willing to give him $4 million of that ilk, you know, that is a lot of fun.
Yeah, but you'd like to – this would make more sense to me if he was coming off just a nasty season where he was lighting it up. Like, that was not the case at all. They were winning in spite of him at times and then losing because of him. Last year, he threw 19 touchdowns. Total for the season.
Wow.
And 11 of those were versus Chattanooga, UTEP, and Vandy.
So he's got great traits and they're hyping him, but he's actually not played that well yet.
It seemed like there was a regression. Like, he came out looking pretty good. He had high expectations and it was like, okay, this seems like this is going to be moving in the right direction.
Beat Alabama.
Yeah. And then he's had some setbacks and he's regressed.
Maybe that's why Tennessee's like, no, we're not giving you a raise. You know,
yeah.
And he might end up leaving.
But when you strong arm a team like this late,
yeah,
they might not have a choice unless they feel good about a guy that they already got, or if they feel like they can go get another guy in a similar situation who's ready to hop in the portal again. But that's just, it's late in the proceedings to now have to deal with a quarterback issue.
I saw where there's over 2,000 basketball players in the portal right now.
Dang, that's a lot of players.
Yeah, and I think there's only, 6,000 and something
total players.
Total players.
Wow. Yeah. A third of the players
are considering
moving.
Yeah, exactly.
Justin Rose at 8 under. He is in for the day in his second round. He still leads, but just barely. Bryson DeChambeau playing 18 right now. He is at 7 under par. McIlroy, as I mentioned, 6 under. Connor's making the turn at 6 under. So he could very well have the lead going into the weekend, as could Scheffler, who has 2 birdies now on the round. He is through 6 holes and is now 6 under for the tournament, 2 off the pace set by Rose. You have McCarty and Lowry at 5 under.
Yeah, Lowry has done a fine job as well. He, as you mentioned, he was 5 under, 4 under for the day. There have been some really low scores, today with the conditions. They had rain earlier in the week and, things kind of, but they can make this course really, really difficult if they want to by moving around some tees, and they can also take any kind of moisture out of these greens if they want and make these things kind of crusty, my namesake, and fast. So, keep an eye on that for the weekend. But right now, a lot of guys are going low here on a Friday afternoon.
Right on. We'll keep you updated on what Scotty does throughout the afternoon. Still with 12 holes to play. There's a lot of golf to discuss with you, but we got the G-Bag of the Day coming up at 2:30 around the Rangers and what this weekend could reveal about who's the best team in the division. It's next to the Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Welcome back, Nation. Let's go around the Rangers. G-Bag of the Day is coming up here in 6.5 minutes. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. With Frankel & Frankel, there's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Frankel & Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Draft 101 next Thursday. Not only free Whataburger, there's going to be a Dak autographed jersey giveaway, a CeeDee Lamb helmet giveaway. That's next Thursday here at 4131 in our performance showroom. And yeah, you're invited. It's free.
Yeah, very exciting. And thanks again to Travis and those guys at Whataburger for helping out. And thanks for Gavin Spittle and also for Tim Collins and then, you know, Derek Eagleton with DallasCowboys.com. Everybody that puts this thing together, it's a lot of fun. And like I said before, even if you're a Cowboy fan, great, show up. If you're not a Cowboy fan, we'd like you to. If you have a draft question, we'd love to have you here. So make your way on over and hopefully, if you're not a Cowboy fan, I hope you don't win the helmet or the jersey.
Okay.
That's kind of, you know, it's, okay. I don't want you to win those things if you're not a Cowboy fan.
I hear you, man. But everybody's welcome, as
but
you
everybody's
said.
Welcome. Yeah. Everybody's welcome.
And you know, smash the like button if you like Cowboys giveaways on that level. Yeah. If you like Draft 101, go ahead and hit subscribe. Yeah. Maybe hit the bell button if you're watching on YouTube. We would appreciate it. We'd salute you. But yeah, Evan Grant today writing about how important it is to win these AL West games. And this is some good baseball gold right here for you. Over the next 22 games, 16 will be inside the division. The Rangers don't meet the Astros until mid-May, but you're going to pack a bunch of these West games in here. Over the last 2 years, the Rangers are 54-50 inside the division, but it's mostly been about fattening up on the A's and Angels. They went 29-20 against them, which isn't exactly fattening up, but it's over 500 significantly. Against Seattle and Houston, the Rangers were 22-29 the last two seasons. So the inability to win one more game against either of those two teams in 2023 ultimately cost them the division title. 16 of the next 22 in division, many of them against Seattle, were waiting for this Rangers team to show it's their turn to dominate the division. You know, Houston did it. Seattle just isn't up to the task financially. Their owner's a cheapskate. He only wants to spend about half of the money that he can. We know the Angels, even though Mike Trout's putting on a nice show, aren't going to be around most of the summer. And we know that the A's are like a hopeful upstart again.
Yeah.
Are we going to go up here and dominate these Mariners and send a message this weekend, Brian?
I worry about that a little bit. You know, the fact that, you know, Texas the last couple of games is – actually started scoring runs. That's encouraging to me. But then you got one thing the Mariners are really good at is that starting pitching, you know? And so I hope you're not in a lot of these games where it's 1-0 going into the seventh or, you know, I mean, it is, you know, you're scratching and clawing for runs.
Yeah.
This is going to be tough.
I think you feel pretty good about it because they got a righty up, Bryce Miller. And he just hasn't fared well versus Texas. 0-3, yeah. ERA pushing almost 9 in just over 16 innings. So this might be a night where you really want to capitalize because I think on Sunday you're going to get their ace,
yeah,
Gilbert. And that dude's a monster.
The one thing that
but you got DeGrom versus Miller tonight. You should be able to comfortably chalk that up to a dub.
You would hope. If the range, I would hope. I would hope that the Rangers would find a way to hit him. But you just don't know right now. I mean, I could say the last two games, things have been a lot better with the sticks. But
yes,
they just need to get the top of that lineup going like that. You know, with they've been fortunate with, you know, with the Dolies. They've been fortunate with, you know, with the catchers, especially with Heim. But they need to get Simeon going and get, you know, and also too with, you know, your shortstop.
You got, oh, Jock Peterson.
Jock Peterson needs to hit too. I mean, they all
Berger,
need to hit.
You know.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you go down through the lineup and it's just kind of one of those, gosh, I mean, it can't be that bad, but it really, really
is. Well, you got Seager going the other day. Josh Young is picking up where he left
five.
Off.
Yeah, 2 for 5. Both of them were homers. You know, he's hitting the ball. I mean, we were at the game the other day and he had a nice homer in the game against Tampa, but, you know, needs to get on one of those streaks where he's hitting like, you know he's 4 for 4, 4 for 5.
No doubt.
You know.
Looks like Scheffler 5 under through 7 now, took a bogey. DeChambeau about to finish up his round. I think he's putting for par here, if I'm not mistaken. Jared Sandler is coming up at 4 o'clock. The Rangers 5-0 in one-run games.
Yeah.
And the one-run games can really make or break a regular season, but it's not a place you want to live. Because over a sustained sample size, you're going to be about 500 in those. According to the same index, the Rangers with the Pythagorean expectation should actually be one game under 500 right now.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at, you know, run differential as a way of predicting results. Okay. Healthy again. These players are back in the groove from CBS Sports. They look at Jacob DeGrom, Tommy John in the rear view. DeGrom on the hill tonight begins his third year with the Rangers, fully healthy, and a healthy DeGrom is one of the most dominant pitchers in baseball history. Now 36, may look a little different. He's throwing his four-seamer less often with diminished velocity at 96.7 on average. That's by design in hopes of trading triple-digit heat for sustained health. Through two starts, DeGrom has shown that he still has plenty of weapons to baffle hitters. The wipeout slider moving like it used to. And he's expanded his mix, working his changeup and curveball back into the arsenal, hoping for the best tonight from Jacob DeGrom. Let's go into the Pimp Cup, where Lucius Alexander has a Friday edition with Rap Beef. Get you back today.
Dropping them bombs like Funk Flex. New York City! Yeah. Yeah, this is the Friday they've been waiting for right here. A whole lot of Rap Beef. We serve it up. We serve it up hot beef for you, homeboy. Pause. Big pause. Bobby Belt is our champion so far. This is the second diss towards the Nosebleed Boys, I believe, right? Am I tripping? Is this the second or is the first?
This
first
is the one.
How did this go down?
First one towards us.
Yeah.
The initial one was at Peyton.
Okay. He made one for Peyton. He's prolific out here. He took shots at Peyton. Y'all didn't give him his proper respects as he felt.
Yep.
So he went in the booth like MJ and said, I took that personal.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Hey, toxic.
Came back at y'all. This is day what? This would be day 5 for him, right? Would it be? Four or 5?
Because we missed when 4.
Okay, yeah. Man, if you knock him out on 5. Boy! All right, let's hear it.
It had to be you guys. Had to be the Nosebleeds. I thought we were cool. Okay.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
Stop and blare this music as I get into my story time. Zach and Eric blew it when they stopped Young Belted just for time. Burned a bit to know that they would go and pick a fight with me. I'll tourniquet these hoes because I know just how to stop a bleed. Let me start with Wolchuk and I'll send him to his mommy's arms. He thinks that he's LeBron, but let's be honest, can't play Bronny's part. Once it hits so hard, he'll probably leave here with a busted lip. I'll post that shit on YouTube and I'll title it a custom vid.
Damn.
Got me feeling like Etu Brute. Bet the shit go 5 times and you have to hear it every day. Got that nostril plug, now the other one is trying to bleed. I forgot his name like he's out here repping Micah P. Does he ever talk? I just don't know how Brody got this far. Probably should go back to selling all those busted lemon cars. She bag up the deck and get your vote right. She a follow and get the EpiPen because these nuts you about to
That's strong.
Yeah.
I mean, that was pretty fire.
A lot of exclamation really points at the end of that.
Yeah, that was really strong.
Boy, this is a battle. It's a battle on a Friday. Now, you boys went into the studio and got prolific as well, right?
Thank you. We tried. We attempted.
It was a short week. We got the response. The Bobby Diss, Eric Chia follow.
best of the Bahamas. Bobby belting out his feelings, now he's coming for the crown. All we do is lift him up, he just wanna bring us down. How quickly he forget we were the only ones around when Bob was spitting takes off from his basement underground. The bleeders put him on and the Tolos turned him off, cause Dax is baby boo, he ain't even Jared Goff. Quit lying about the golf, petty little female, I'll call you Lara Croft. Your family in a law, boy, get them girls a house. If anyone deserves it, Bob, you know it is your spouse. So stop with all the drama, those we see don't even wanna, cause all of us would hate to see you end up like your mama. She's dead, dead.
See you later.
Oh, God.
You gon' see your with them T's days without beats. You ain't got no J-O-B. Here comes B.O.B. with them T-90s without beats. You ain't got no J-O-B.
Come on, B.O.B., get off the D and catch some D's, cause we know when this show is better when you're weak ass oversleep. Stay in bed, boy, I don't wanna hear a beat. Better not wake the Woolly Bully, a.k.a. the Beast. Shout out Shaw Sharif, R.J. Choppy, Pepe Russell, them the boys we wanna catch.
Incredible, incredible. You know, I think the good news is at least Bobby Belt can be an honorary champ again.
Yeah, two times
the way
over.
I'm seeing it.
Yeah. Two
back
double,
to back.
Double honorary. What an absolute honor that is.
Yep.
You rarely see that.
Mm-mm.
See you later.
Hanson, you son of a bitch.
I'm just seeing what's on here.
It's fun.
Yeah.
Mel Gibson mental breakdown.
And she was like, yeah, I can fix that. Are you kidding me, girl?
I think that's when the DA decided to go for the weapons.
Yeah. All right. Shout out to Carter hooking me up with this one. Paul Feinbaum show. Fast, boys. What does Paul Feinbaum look like? Oh, ooh, ooh.
Paul head, big ears.
Paul Feinbaum looks
a
like
senator?
A senator.
Oh.
Paul Feinbaum looks like
a math teacher.
A math teacher. Ah.
He looks like the human version of the NCAA rulebook.
There we go.
Driver's ed teacher.
There we go. Yeah, somebody said a toy store owner. I thought that was hilarious. Yeah, they had a little problems on the phone during his show.
Slammer is up next.
Slammer.
About 40 pounds. And I was doing real good.
Slammer is
and
next.
I just got into a deal where I just started going and eating.
Slammer is next.
Right late with cereal.
Okay.
And it just caught up with me again.
Yeah.
Slammer, are you there?
What color is your bowel movement?
Normal.
What's normal?
Brown.
Okay. Nothing that.
I think we've unfortunately tuned into a colonoscopy live on the air. Take a short break here.
What color is your bowel movement? Normal. What color is normal? Brown. Fantastic conversation right there.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I don't know if he got trolled or if that really happened. I don't know, man, but it's good. Boom. Oh, hold on. Let me switch this battle up. Let me switch the battle vibes up real quick. Yeah. New York City! Dawson, you sent me this one. Golden State's head coach, Steve Kerr.
Oh, yeah.
It's basically, I'm going to say this the nicest way possible. He was mic'd up during the game telling Buddy Hill to pass the ball.
Buddy, Steph Curry, Steph, Buddy Hill. I want you guys to meet each other. Say hello to Steph. He's the greatest shooter in the history of the world. He's wide open.
He do. He came open late.
I love you, buddy. I love you.
I'm going to say this the nicest way possible. I say this with love.
Yeah.
Pass that man the ball, bro.
I'd like to introduce you to Steph Curry.
Yeah, that's good.
That is really good. Man, I got another one for you too, Lucius. You know, Vern Maxwell is on that All the Smoke podcast now.
Oh, Vernon. His
thoughts on Hakeem not being allowed on the court after the Final Four win.
Oh, I got to hear that.
Maybe we should bring that back after Chief Goes 5 or something.
Dude, I bet that's incredible.
Yeah, it is good.
That's hilarious. We have a Monday, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, you know?
Right. Yes, sir. Okay, we have Bobby Belt.
Hey.
Had to be you guys.
Yeah.
He's looking for four right
had
here.
Had to be you guys.
Eric Chiafalo, your family's in a loft. Carter, Paul Feinbaum with Slammer the Caller.
See if I can find.
Carter nominated.
Man, I want you to hear Funk Flex when I was trying to do my impersonation. This is when Otis, Jay-Z, and Kanye dropped. Okay. He played it for 20 minutes in a like on the radio, just the same song over and over again. But listen to this crazy stuff he says.
Now I'm about to make them tuck their whole summer in.
New York City, you listen to me. If you're near a convenience store right now, any type of 24-hour store, go into the store right now and put your hand in the cash register for no reason.
This dude is nuts, bro.
Fun flex, dog. Wow.
That's what you got to do to make it New York, huh?
You gotta do it, bro.
Go for it.
Playing that song for 20 minutes is incredible.
Steve Kerr says it the nicest way possible. Yeah, I think Buddy just pulled up in transition on a three with a hand in his face. I'm voting for the Chief. Eric, how about you?
There's no way I can vote for anyone other than my damn self.
That's right. Lucius?
Yeah, man. Shoot, bro. Skip me right now, man.
Brian?
I'm going to vote for Bobby.
Okay.
I like that,
vote for Bobby.
I like that.
Trying to avoid the wrath of Belt.
No.
And his bars.
Yeah. I'm going to see if Lucius will pick
it. You just think it's better? Oh.
Maybe we leave it up to the Tolo.
I'm going to see if my man has a last spot. No, he doesn't. Yeah. Bobby, I'm going with Bobby. Yeah. Just to make it interesting.
There we go.
We're tied.
I'm giving it to the Tolos.
Here we go.
Maybe he's going to dish you guys next. I don't know. We'll see, though. But we want you to jump on to at G-Bag Nation. That's where ties are broken here in the G-Bag of the Day. Twitter.com/G-Bag Nation. You can follow all of our accounts there. Our handles are in the bio. We'll create an Insta poll, give you a chance to vote on this. You'll determine, is it Bobby or is it Eric? And we're back with what, Chief?
Oh, 877-881-1053. Where have you taken some L's this week? More importantly, where have you gotten those personal victories? Biggest L, biggest dub next right here on The Fan.
An incredible vote off on at G-Bag Nation on Twitter. Follow us all. Handles in the bio. Here's Eric Chiafalo with biggest L, biggest dub.
877-881-1053. Where have you taken some L's this week? More importantly, where have you gotten those personal victories? Here's British Ian. A historical vote off for G-Bag of the Day. Diss track. V diss track. Looks like me and Wolchuk pull it out in the final moments. Final seconds.
Yeah.
80 votes.
That's the name of the game, bro.
5 minutes. 80 votes. 51.
Like an inside fastball. Just whoop.
51.3 to 48.8. That's absolutely insane. As neck and neck as it gets.
The first 9 votes, 6 of them went to Belt. Then you surged ahead like 4%.
Oh, my Lord.
When it hit 60 votes, it was 50-50. And it was going back and forth. And, like, with less than a minute to go, it was within a couple of percent. But thanks to all the G-Bag Nationals and Tolos that jumped in there and did the right thing, voted for Eric. As Bobby Belt's going to have to settle for honorary again.
I was going
to
say, speaking of doing the right thing.
No, sir, G-Bag Nation.
Got to make sure Bobby's another honorary. 2-time honorary in 1 week's time. Might be the first of its kind.
I think so. I think that's G-Bag history.
That's historical. Yeah. Bobby should be so proud of himself.
They're calling him asterisk.
He should be, I mean, he really should be giving himself a pat on the back. The effort. I mean, it was all there. So congratulations, Bobby.
I think that's a perfect ending point for this.
Yeah, I would like to think so. I would like to think that we could let bygones be bygones.
That's what Drake was saying, too. All right, after this, we're done.
Yeah.
Okay?
Please. We're done, bro.
We're done.
I mean, just like Wednesday night, the best player leaves with the dub, and, you know, everybody tries to pick up the pieces.
That's right. I appreciate that. Well, Bobby never doesn't get the last laugh. He always gets the last laugh and the last word. So I'd be surprised if that's the last we hear of and from him. But I'm going to go ahead and take this dub into the weekend feeling pretty dang good.
There you go.
Okay. Also, speaking of Bobby in the morning show, big dub to Sean and RJ, as today they celebrated their 14-year anniversary.
Dang, that's awesome.
Right here on your home of the Cowboys, home of the champion, Texas Rangers. That's pretty special stuff. 14 years, dude.
It's a good run.
That's a really good run.
Of course, I just celebrated 15, but
yeah. That's right. Yeah. Yeah, we need to give you your flowers. Do you know the date? Like, do you know?
March 29th.
March 29th. Okay. Yep. All right. Well, there it is, man. 15 years strong. So you are the longest tenured, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I think I'm winning. I've been winning Fan Survivor since Troy Hughes left.
There we go. All right, 877-881-1053, where have you taken some L's this week? And more importantly, where have you gotten those personal victories? Like our good buddy Woody, sober 19 months from the benzos and the opiates, officially tomorrow. It'll be 19 months.
Biggest L, though, he found out on Tuesday that one of his friends relapsed after 10 years.
Ouchie.
Wow. Sorry to hear that.
It's a long run. Sorry must have had that, something Woody. Really traumatic happen.
No kidding, dude. Dang. One day at a time, Woody, you're super
fire
based.
Ass plug. Yeah.
Remember me?
Next door, bro? No, don't move next door.
No. A few years later, and there's the benzos.
903, biggest L, hooking up two condensers to the wrong line. Not sure exactly what line of work he's in, but that seems like a real pain in the rear end.
Sounded like some over-condensing was happening.
Wade and Hawkins, though, biggest dub, Luca busting that ass at the AAC. Yeah.
Yeah, it seemed like a lot of people had fun cheering for Luca and the Lakers.
That's what it was, man. 682, big dub, new job, start Tuesday, $27 an hour. There you go, 682, the come cha-ching. Up. It's fantastic.
I think that's minimum wage these days.
Yeah, it's tough sledding, dude.
Dude.
903, massive L, he says. Got to go to my in-laws this weekend.
Okay.
Oh, man. You must not like them in-laws.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it can be fun if you like your in-laws.
Yeah.
Clearly, my man put it in the L category.
Yeah. Massive L.
Yeah.
Massive L. He described it as massive. Ouch. Just a giant size L.
I think I'd just not go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Play that hand.
Yeah.
Is it the mom or the dad? I need to know, because if it's the mom, she's going to turn into that one day.
Yeah, that's scary. Yeah. What is it usually? Do you feel like it's usually like from the man's side of things and the in-laws, is it usually like the dad is the pain, or is it usually the mom? Is there any type
usually
of...
Usually like the mommy does the judge and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, you haven't got that promotion yet or anything in the job, you guys. I'm looking on Zillow and you know, that type of thing. Those tires look kind of bald there, sir.
They are a little nosy and extremely opinionated. But I do have some buddies that I'll consistently see. Photos from the weekend where in-laws were involved, and I see my buddy in none of the pictures. I'm like, kudos to you, man. You found a way.
It's hard to get away with it because
find a way to get out of there.
We're close.
Picked up a weekend shift.
We're close to the Easter Sunday stuff, so you're probably having to do this, right?
Yeah, well, you're in the thick of it right now.
You can't,
absolutely.
You can't get out of this.
Yeah.
This is a you have to show up kind of a bit.
Well, I mean, we'll be back here next week. Maybe that's why it's massive L.
That's, but what you, he's, it might be a back-to-backer he has to deal with. Yeah.
Which is extremely difficult when they start to stack up on you like that.
Yeah.
214.
When she can't leave, bro. I hate when they don't want to leave the house. It's like, all right, well, now it's 9:30, 10 o'clock. Are we going to get on out of here? We've been here all day.
Yeah, come on.
They keep cracking that conversation open.
It's like 3-hour goodbyes. 214, my biggest L for the week was having to listen to that terrible diss by Eric and Walchuk and all the morons that voted for that. Yeah, that sucks, 214. I feel for you right now in a
tough
huge
week.
Is that Bobby's number? Is that Bobby calling in?
It is 214. Yeah. I think there's a chance.
You're an effing idiot.
Got so much love for Bobby here, and he deserves it, man. He really deserves his flowers. 2-time honorary. Doesn't get much better than that. Yeah. Let's see. We have 254, biggest L, my Lakers jersey, got here today. Biggest dub, it's a Luka jersey. So he was hoping to probably wear that for the game. Maybe he was at the game or certainly just watching from the recliner, and he wanted to be wearing that Luka Lakers jersey. But it came in today, and I...
You can wear it for the playoffs.
Yeah. Oh, that's for sure.
Be ready.
Definitely won't be wearing your Mavs jersey for the playoffs. Mm-hmm. 469, Big L, tore meniscus off the bone in the left knee, looking at surgery.
Didn't somebody have a Nico Harrison jersey on out there?
Yeah, for the Lakers. Oh, 00.
When an opposing fan base is wearing your general manager's jersey,
Lakers jersey with his name on the back,
well, Nico could get votes for like executive of the year, but it'll be in Lakers parentheses and not Mavs.
You think they'll vote him a suspicious? You think they'll vote him a playoff share?
This is maybe worse than refusing to tank so they could get Shaq. You know.
Nico gets a championship ring with the Lakers.
Let's welcome back our fine front office member.
He's gonna be Rob's assistant there someday. He's either going back to Nike to reap all the benefits of Luka in Los Angeles, or he's going to work for the Lakers. Nobody else would hire him. Those are the only two organizations that Nico has done good work for.
He's already Rob's right-hand man from a distance. Why not
just
get that proximity a little bit closer? Mm. 806, Big Dub, won the lottery to the Masters. Went the Wednesday practice round. He said, what a freaking experience.
Hope you had, there you go. Hey, you know, you
it's on the bucket list, dude.
It's real simple to do. I mean, it's you can definitely go for it and be part of the lottery. Just go on the app, download it.
So you can buy tickets, or you can do the lottery, it's really just lottery.
You got a lottery to buy.
You got a lottery to buy.
Unless you're like a upper echelon celebrity type that can just get in.
You could be a corporate sponsor. You could also get invited. But yeah, those badges are non-transferable. So
you can't just be rich and, well, I guess you could be rich and own a company and advertise.
Yeah, you could absolutely advertise with them. And then, but, you know, but yeah, it is even if you could go to a practice round, it's so worth it just to see the place. It's incredible.
Yeah, I don't disagree, man. I'm dying to get out there one of these days.
I want to take Bennett. That's why I keep trying to play the lottery.
Yeah, get him out there.
Get him out there for one time, yeah.
817, biggest dub, 25-year anniversary at work.
Hey, congrats.
Must be staring down the barrel of retirement at some time soon, man. Good for you. That's fantastic. Yeah. And shout out to our buddy R-Dub in Argyle. 222 days alcohol free.
Congrats.
In the 940. There you go. R-Dub is a super beast. We love you, man. Shout out to all the people texting in right now. Don't have time to read them all, but we love you. And salute to Bobby Belt, man. What a legend.
Right on. Well, thank you, Chief. Always love enjoying that. I think my biggest dub is coming next week. I'll be off Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Dallas Cup here in the Metroplex, the biggest soccer tournament in America, and my team's playing this year. So my biggest L is going to be playing the FC Dallas and Sting teams that are going to mop us, but it'll be a great experience. Mm. My brother played in this tournament like in the 80s.
Yeah.
So it's legendary in
my
mind.
Huge. Huge tournament.
And to be coaching in it. They got a Cotton Bowl opening ceremonies on Sunday. We're going to walk around the stadium.
Oh, that's all happening this weekend.
Yeah, we're fired up.
This is exciting.
Have to do the whole thing like pre-match. We exchange the pennants?
No, we're going to exchange pins after the game with the other teams.
All right, there you go.
Eric told you to get excited. He is excited, bro.
Yeah. All right. NFL news of the day is coming up next. Where are you taking that, buddy?
We have some quarterback stuff to get to. We got some draft stuff. And speaking of beefs, this one has been kaput. Next year in the nation.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.